bit over. If you have been traveling and have not finished your journey, you might say that you had a what before dark?
We had to stop before dark.
You had a long way. Would you say it like that? To go mm-hmm. before dark? How
oh, yes. Uh-huh. A long way to go before dark.
Okay. If something is very common and you don't have to look for it in a special place, you would say that you can find it just about...
anywhere.
Yes. Would you say if someone slipped on ice and fell this way, he fell what?
Backward.
Yes. If he fell this way...
forward.
Mm-hmm. If someone said, did you catch any fish, you would say, no, blank, a one.
No, not one.
Not one, not a one. A schoolboy might say of a scolding teacher, why is she blaming me? I blank wrong. I, what would you fill in with that? Wrong. She shouldn't be blaming me. I what?
I didn't, I... I don't know.
Something about wrong. He would say,
I didn't do it. Oh,
yeah,
I didn't
wrong,
do it. Oh,
wrong,
well, I
wrong.
Thought you had to use wrong.
When I give you a blank there, I blank something and then wrong is the last word of the sentence. What would you feel? I didn't do anything wrong.
Yeah. Oh, yes. Oh, yes.
A crying child might say he was eating candy and didn't give me
a bite.
Okay.
Any.
Now, let's see. Suppose you hear somebody say, now that boy's spoiled. When he grows up, you might say he'll have his trouble...
later.
Yes. Okay, we raised... what are trenches cut by a plow?
What's that?
Trenches cut by a plow. What do you call those?
Well, they are... well, that's something I should know. My goodness. Furrow?
Yes. Okay, when you have... if you have a good yield, you'd say we raised a big what?
A big crop?
Yes, uh-huh. Yes. If you got rid of all the brush and trees on the land, you would say you did what?
Clear the land.
Yes. The second cutting of clover or grass. What do you call the old dry dead grass that is left on the ground in the spring?
Not hay.
I don't think I'm too familiar with these.
What does it say?
Second cutting of clover or grass. Aftermath, rowing, R-O-W-E-N. Is that a familiar term? It's
what's that?
R-O-W-E-N.
No.
It's not familiar to
no,
me.
No,
no. The wheat is tied up into a what?
A sheaf.
Yes.
Sheaf.
The bundles of sheaves are piled up into a what?
Oh. I don't know, but I know there's a name for it.
Yeah, shock.
Shock. Uh-huh.
Have you heard
uh-huh,
of that?
Uh-huh.
Okay, we raise 40 blanks of wheat to an acre. What would you say? 40 what of wheat to an acre?
I would say bushels, I believe.
Yeah. Uh-huh. What have you got to do with oats to separate the grain from the wheat?
Thresh it.
Yeah. If you and another man have got to do a job, when you told him about it, you'd say, you and we'll have to do it. You and, would you say I or me or?
You and I.
Mm-hmm.